on the Rise FM Drive with Victor Rose Jr. I'm Sibo Pilson. If you just joined us, your timing, my darling, impeccable. It is Heritage Month, and on the Rise FM Drive, we decided to celebrate Lenyanga Lena in a unique way. I think COVID took us to a place, Victor, where we were forced, for lack of a better word, to acknowledge who we are as Africans and embrace it. Banyendi bandulebe basanatha mhlonyane bandulebe bangathi
nokuthi yini before
that's when we realized, because you know, we really need to go back to basics, kuthi singbobani sichamgapi, and that's what inspired these new conversations that are going to be happening throughout the month from Monday up until Thursday. Gogo Kanyagute, that's Disetso, will join us here on the Rise FM Drive, answering some of the questions around almost anything and everything that has to do with who we are and how we should move through these motions of being Africans in these modern times. And on a Friday, we'll do a reading. That one, I'm
very interesting.
So we have him on the line right now. Welcome to the Rise FM Drive, Disetso. And to kick off our conversation together, we've already, you know, spoken about the work that you do throughout the show. But I think the one thing that had me, you know, being a bit nervous is, okay, simbingelela njani? Because we've heard of Thokoza, we hear of Ndawuwe, we hear of so much, and then you wonder, okay, will I say it right? Because, you know, it's a matter of respect. We have to respect, after all.
You know, so the whole issue of uti how you greet, whether uti Thokoza Gogo, uti Ndawuwe Gogo, or Lisedi, or Khanya, or Thobela, that's that whole greeting that acknowledges uti you recognize the fact of uti ngimuntu lokhulile, ngimuntu wemadlodi. So for me, I tossed embanzini yaka Thokoza, which is the conventional thing. So I accept the greeting of Thokoza. But it's just around knowing uthi umuntu wemadlodi umvusela ngendlela yakhe, awumbingeleli ukuthi kunjani kuphela.
So does that mean ngena ngasho ukuthi unjani Thokoza Gogo? Would it be weird to say it in that way?
The first prefix is always Thokoza Gogo, and that's why even Namdekazi Mvusela, I said Thokoza Gogo, because that's me acknowledging the fact that without Twasilo or Gatwasi, we all walk with divinity, we all walk with our ancestors. So it's very similar to the same way as how Buddhists greet with Namaste, the God in me sees the God in you.
Thokoza Gogo, Thokoza. And I think now we then wonder, Guti, because a lot of us, I think, have also realized that a lot of young people are acknowledging the presence of Labatsala in our lives, and we see them going on this journey of what is called or acknowledged as initiation. Now, both businesses are saying, Guti, hey, my mgani wami, mangimfonela. How do we treat that one?
So the thing is that once you go in engomeni, the same as Mundulo Enzabe in Ngoma, you get a name that you receive from there. So if mngani wakho seliphumile idloti lakhe, which means that the ancestors have come out in trance, greet them, you would say Thokoza, meaning igama lami ngikhanyakude. So you'd say Thokoza Gogo khanyakude.
We are on the Rise FM Drive. We are speaking to Gogo Khanyakude, that is Disetso. It's something we're doing for Heritage Month as we celebrate and try to draw ourselves closer to our roots here on the Rise FM Drive.
Mhlawumbe kade ngifisa ukubuza ukuthi isikhathi esiningi now that I think Sibo mentioned it earlier, ukuthi right now we're seeing a lot of young people you know, going through a process. Now for umuntu that mhlawumbe doesn't understand, mhlawumbe angabe ukhuluma mhlawumbe about mhlawumbe idlozi njalo njalo, mhlawumbe just ukuyibeka nje ubala to understand ukuthi when you say idlozi kahle kahle sikhuluma ngani.
So I always like to break it down like this. In South Africa, most of us come from Christian backgrounds. So in religion, we are taught that we are all created in God's image, and that when the body goes back to rest, it goes back to the earth, and then the spirit is forever. So maskhuluma ngeldlodi, it is that essence, that spirit that is forever, because it, in science they call it energy, that part that never dies. Yagbona, in other spaces they call it ether, but it's that state of consciousness that never dies, that you're always connected to. And then on a physical understanding, Ndlozi is also your DNA. Ngoba you can find ukuthi the way you look, ufute mkhulu wakho, the way you behave, ufute gogo wakho, your temperament, uthathe kumalume wakho. All of that is your DNA, which is Ndlozi expressing itself through you, because Ndlozi is us. We are our ancestors, because we carry their genetic makeup.
Wow, yo, the boy got so carried away. Yo, we are back on Monday with Lukoko Kanyaguta. Thokoza Koko, thank you so much for your time. We're looking forward to these conversations and our readings every Friday this September here on the Rise FM Drive.
Thokoza, I'm looking forward to it. Akube kuhle, kube mhlophe shem.
Kukhanye Koko, siyabonga.
Kukhanye.
Kukhanye. Wow, what a way to kick it off.
Yo.
Can we have 10-15 minutes?
10-15 minutes. We can actually have it twice a week. That's how far we can push it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, boss lady has spoken. This one is from Summer Walker and Aisha. Come through on the Rise of Him Drive. What a day.